And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the economy, the U.S. economy, that is, has just delivered a Christmas present to the doubters. GDP growth of 4.3% in the third quarter, which blows past the 3.3% economists predicted. Consumer spending drove the surge, with White House pointing to President Trump's tariff policies as the catalyst. And the press secretary didn't mince any words, saying that the doubters, naysayers, and liberal media, which are all one and the same, really, have all been proven wrong again. Meanwhile, the Interior Secretary announced a pause on 5 offshore wind projects along the East Coast, citing national security concerns over turbine interference with military radar systems. He noted that a single natural gas pipeline delivers as much energy as all 5 wind projects combined. Speaking of government subsidies, Canada's health department has finally admitted what everyone has suspected for a while, and that's that taxpayer dollars are indeed funding free crack pipes under their Safe Supply program. After federal managers flatly denied it, Assistant Deputy Health Minister Kendall Weaver clarified that community groups use federal funds for crack pipes as harm reduction supplies. Conservative MP Dan Meiser even encountered a crack pipe vending machine in British Columbia. Just walk up and press a button like you're buying a Snickers bar. Official figures show overdoses actually increased during Canada's decriminalization experiment, but why let results interfere with progressive ideology? Canada's ideological priorities extend to sports as well. Skate Canada announced it will not hold events in Alberta because the province passed a law protecting women from having to compete against men. Premier Danielle Smith demanded an apology, noting that protecting female athletes reflects common sense and common decency. And the irony, the International Olympic Committee is reportedly moving in the same direction as Alberta. So Skate Canada is boycotting a province for policies that the Olympics may soon itself adopt. Meanwhile, a Canadian queer-affirming Lutheran church hosted a queer apocalyptic nativity, and real Lutherans everywhere cringed at the association. Finally, Harvard's Graduate School of Education has produced the Power Rainbow. What's that? Well, think gender unicorn meets Marxist class struggle. This colorful teaching tool, recommended for 3rd through 5th graders, trains children to view all unfair treatment as systemic oppression rather than individual actions. The College Fix found that 98 of 122 Truman Scholars in recent years went on to liberal political careers, while exactly 0 entered conservative work. Yeah, that's not surprising. But that does wrap up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.